And at 7:06, we have mostly clear and calm conditions here at the KJN studios. 36 degrees, your current temperature. And we look today for sunny skies and a high of 69 with southwest winds at 5 to 10. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in local news here on KJAN. An Omaha man was taken into custody and a child turned over to the Department of Human Services after a high-speed pursuit in Montgomery County last night. The chase started around 7:12 p.m. as a Montgomery County Sheriff's deputy was conducting traffic control at the intersection of Highway 48 and Highway 34 following a motor vehicle accident. A black Honda Civic operated by Diego Miguel Joaquin of Omaha approached the intersection at a high rate of speed, and the deputy attempted to tell the vehicle to slow down. Joaquin then sped up and attempted to strike the deputy and sped away, heading north on Highway 48. A chase then ensued at speeds reaching 100 miles per hour and eventually ended when the Civic blew the motor at the 33-mile marker on Highway 48 just west of Elliott. Joaquin was taken into custody, and a 3-year-old child was discovered in the front passenger seat of the vehicle with no child safety seat. Joaquin was charged with assault on a peace officer with a deadly weapon, felony eluding, child endangerment, interference with official acts, speeding 100 miles per hour in a 55-mile-per-hour zone, no valid driver's license, and several other traffic citations. He was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $5,000 bond. The child was turned over to the Department of Human Services. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office was assisted by the Red Oak Police Department and the Iowa Department of Natural Resources. The former city clerk for the small western Iowa city of Casey has been sentenced to 5 years in prison and will be required to pay restitution in an amount to be set later. Dorothy Dillinger was sentenced on Friday. She had entered a plea agreement in May, admitting that she lit the city hall building on fire in August of 2014, the night before state auditors were to arrive to investigate missing money she'd taken and used for personal expenses since 2009. She pled guilty to mail fraud and malicious use of fire. Federal prosecutors are seeking more than $2 million in restitution to pay for rebuilding City Hall and replacing contents, including tax returns, tools, city maps, and a Santa suit. Dillinger, who is 61, was city clerk for 30 years. The driver of a 2008 Subaru Legacy was transported to Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs Friday morning following an accident at the Interstate 29 southbound exit ramp to I-80. The Iowa State Patrol said 53-year-old Patrice Mayer Northam of Council Bluffs was preparing to merge onto I-80 eastbound at around 8:25 a.m. when she lost control of her vehicle. The car spun around and traveled through candlestick cones, which had been set up along the South 24th Street exit ramp. The driver's side of the car hit the traffic cones, breaking the side view mirror and causing scuff marks on the side of the vehicle. The car came to rest on the shoulder of the off-ramp of South 24th Street. Northam, who was wearing her seatbelt, was transported to the hospital by Council Bluffs Fire and Rescue. A judge has ruled that an Iowa Transportation Department officer didn't have legal authority to issue a speeding ticket. A Polk County judge said in her Thursday ruling that the Iowa Supreme Court declared nearly 70 years ago that the department officers didn't have power over most moving violations. The Des Moines Register reports that if the ruling survives a possible appeal, legal challenges could follow on thousands of tickets. Early voting data shows Hillary Clinton seems to be showing strength in battleground states of North Carolina and Florida. The Associated Press is collecting data that also indicates Donald Trump is holding ground in Ohio, Iowa, and Georgia. More than 4.4 million votes have already been cast, far outpacing the same period in 2012. A Des Moines man has pled guilty to murder in the death of his wife and was sentenced to life in prison. The Des Moines Register reports 48-year-old Barney Fracken pled guilty on Thursday to first-degree murder in the shooting death of his wife, Amy Fracken, in November 2015. He originally also was charged with murder in the death of the couple's 16-year-old daughter, Amber, but that charge was dropped in a plea deal. The life sentence includes no possibility of parole. The Atlantic School District's Board of Education has two back-to-back meetings coming up on Tuesday in the High School Media Center. First, at 4:30 p.m., the board will hold a closed session per Iowa code with regard to a student expulsion hearing, followed by action on approving the expulsion of the student and adjournment. At 5:30 p.m. Tuesday, the board will reconvene and act on approving the resignation of Teresa Pudillo-Legg, a paraeducator at Schuller Elementary. They will also hold discussion with representatives from the Design Alliance architecture firm and Snyder & Associates Engineers with regard to district facilities. Last month, district administrators met individually with Jerry Purdy from Design Alliance to discuss their building needs and what the impact of space would be if they had additions to their buildings. They also discussed the impact of space and needs if a new building addition was done at the high school for junior high and grades were shifted throughout the remaining buildings. Athletic facilities also were discussed. Dr. Michael Amstein reported that business manager Mary Beth Fast had contacted the owners of the old YMCA building and told them the district was not interested in their building at this time. The board also discussed the Car Guys lease for the CCEOC and Link Center and asked Amstein to look into a year-to-year lease. A Des Moines man has pled guilty to a murder and the death of his wife, as we mentioned, and sentenced there to life in prison. Also, in other news, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa said on Friday that a Shelby County man was sentenced to prison on a child pornography charge. A district court judge Thursday sentenced 55-year-old Michael Charles Garians of Harlan to 60 months in prison for possession of child pornography. Garians' term of imprisonment is to be followed by 7 years of supervised release. On June 9th of 2016, Garians entered a guilty plea to a federal indictment charging Garians with possession of child pornography on or about July 18th of 2014. The charge was a result of an investigation into the posting of a video, which contained images of two unclothed minor girls on a website being monitored by law enforcement. Law enforcement followed up with a search warrant of Garians' residence and located a computer that contained hundreds of images of child pornography. The investigation was conducted by the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation, the Harlan, Iowa Police Department, and the United States Marshals Service. The case was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. And two people in a semi-tractor trailer were transported by a medevac ambulance to the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic after their rig caught fire on early Friday morning on the Olive Street exit from Interstate 80 eastbound. Atlantic firefighter Gene Smelling told KJAN News the driver of the semi had pulled off the road to check on the trailer refrigeration unit when he discovered flames. Atlantic Fire was notified of the incident around 1:24 a.m. and was back in town by around 4:30. The truck and its load of beef were a total loss. The cause of the fire was not immediately known, and no other details are yet available. That's a look at the news. Now taking a look at funeral announcements here this morning. Dwayne C. Johnson, age 77, of Holapaw, Florida, died September 15th in Jacksonville, Florida. A celebration of life memorial service for Dwayne Johnson will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at the Holy Trinity Catholic Church in Exira. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Martha M. Kramer, age 96, of Atlantic, died October 2nd at home. A celebration of life luncheon for Martha Kramer will be held today from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home is assisting with the arrangements. Leroy A. Sand, age 87, of Kimbleton, died October 15th at Mertu Medical Center in Harlan. A celebration of life memorial service for Leroy Sand will be held today at 1 p.m. at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home Audubon has arrangements. Merle Anholt, age 98, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Memorial services for Merle Anholt will be held tomorrow at 2 p.m. at the St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. Michael E. Dunn, age 60, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Willow Heights in Atlantic. A celebration gathering for Mike Dunn will be held on October 28th from 1:30 until 2:30 p.m. at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Carletta Ann Casey, age 88, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. A mass of Christian burial for Carletta Casey will be held on November 5th at 10:30 a.m. at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Messina. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic is assisting with the arrangements. And Maxine F. Blunk, age 96, of Atlantic, died Saturday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Maxine F. Blunk are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. That's a look at your latest news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.